Well, Noah, you're certainly showing some great strength on the field ever since you began as a starter fullback your last couple of games last year, even as a freshman, and now starting this year as a sophomore. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's been a fun season so far.
Yeah. You've racked up a lot of W's this year, and I was really impressed with your 49-yard touchdown run against Lafayette. Man, that was an explosive run on video.
Yeah, it was a really tough run. That's all I got to get that one.
I could tell. Head down, eyes up, and what a hole your front line made for you, and then you just did all the work after that. That was pretty cool.
Offensive line did a great job that game. Really won us that game there for us.
That's awesome. Well, Noah, I'm curious, where'd you grow up?
I've lived all my life in Secaucie. I go to Secaucie High School.
Cool. How long have you been playing football?
I started playing football in the fifth grade, and I've played ever since.
Cool. And as far as height and weight, how do you measure up with other running backs or fullbacks in your division?
I am 6 foot and 175 pounds, so I'd say I'm around the same height as most of them, and probably way less than most of them, though.
Lean and mean.
Yeah.
Right on. Now, have you always played fullback?
Mostly. There was one year where I played a wing, and after that year, I had never played any other position but fullback.
Gotcha. Now, I also read, or I was informed, that you also play outside linebacker on defense. Is that true?
Yes.
And how long have you been in that position?
Throughout middle school, I was a middle linebacker, but when I got to high school, I got moved out to outside linebacker, and I've played that since last year.
Cool. Now, you're not on the field the entire game, are you?
I'm on the field during offense, defense, and kickoff, but I am not on kick return.
Wow. Noah, what about outside interests? Do you do anything in your community? Or I know FFA is big in our region, anything like that?
Yeah, I am currently a member of FFA. I play other sports outside of football. I play basketball and track.
And do you excel at those as well as you do in football?
Pretty good at basketball. I haven't started, but in track, we went to state last year and got 8th place in the 4x1 and broke a school record.
Excellent. Congratulations. And what do you do in FFA? What's your focus?
Right now, I haven't really got started on that too much. Still kind of getting introduced into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're still relatively young. You got a couple of years ahead of you to do that. I'm really impressed with the way the FFA has evolved over the years. You know, back in the day, whenever anyone said FFA, you thought, okay, this young guy or girl, they're going to show a cow or they're going to show a horse or pig, whatever. But man, the different areas of interest that the FFA is participating in is really amazing, even stuff like robotics.
Yeah.
Noah, is there any one thing you could put your finger on that you've learned from Coach Ellis this year or last year?
I've learned how to trust my reads and do what if it's not what I was supposed to do, but trust my gut and keep doing it.
Cool. That's a great principle to apply to life as well.
Yeah.
And Noah, I imagine you must get a lot of support from your parents, Justin and Jonna.
Yeah, they've came to all my games ever since I started.
I'm sure they must be very proud of you. And how's school going for you?
School's going pretty good. I have straight A's. I had straight A's last year as a freshman.
Wow. Well, keep up the good work, my friend.
Will do.
Okay, Noah Garrison, Habitat for Humanity Restores Friday Night Lights Player of the Week. Again, Noah, congratulations on your selection, and thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.